Welcome to the BeastNet Podcast, proudly presented by the Beast Obstacle Course Racers and sponsored by GH Under's Performance Base Layers. Here we discuss all things athleticism to obstacle course racing, endurance to nutrition, our team, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Thanks for joining us today on the BeastNet Podcast. My name is Adam Bergenheyer, the Beast OCR, and today we've got a very special guest, Mr. Albert Liu. He is the owner of Idaho Movement Academy out of Boise, Idaho. Albert, how are you doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
Great. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. For those that don't know, Albert's the man. He's been in the fitness industry for a little while. He's got more certifications and knowledge than you could shake a stick at. And I guess if probably a good way to start off, Albert, is could you kind of give us a history of how you got into the fitness industry, which eventually led you into obstacle course racing?
Yeah, so I found CrossFit on, the date was October 17th, 2011. And I used that to get in shape for the Air Force and Air Force officer training. And I ended up getting hurt 2 weeks in, so I had to find a real job. I had gone through CrossFit from 2011 all the way through 2012. And while I was recovering from the injury in the Air Force, I used CrossFit to get back in shape. And from there, you know, while I was working full-time in the evenings, weekends, off hours, I was taking classes, I was learning from my coach. And then I went through the interning process of trying to become a coach and be able to teach in health and fitness. So I went to two other gyms from there, and then I got to know a coach from up here, another Spartan coach, and we decided to partner up and coach people up here together. So I woke, and then I went ahead and just basically sold the place I had down there, rang out, used that place to buy a place up here in Idaho, and to create Idaho Movement Academy to help others get rid of and prevent chronic disease. And I'm taking what Greg Glassman says, the founder of CrossFit, that these gyms out there, they're all lifeboats against chronic disease. And my goal now here, my mission is to provide this as a home for people to come to be educated, motivated, inspired to unleash their primal limitless potential.
I like that. So when you say chronic disease, are you talking things like that result from a sedentary lifestyle or, you know, not proper movements or nutrition? If you want to dive into a little detail there, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So it's about, at the very simple way of describing it is getting someone off the carbs and off the couch. So we've known until today that both processed foods and refined carbohydrates and, you know, white sugar, in addition, not actually moving around based on our society today, how we're office workers, you know, we're factory workers, we're tied to the only thing one day, that we lose the ability to move. So because we're being fed, you know, crap food and then not be able to, you know, burn that crap food off, we've started to develop a really alarming trend of chronic disease in our country and around the world, actually. So my mission here is to teach people how to eat and how to move better in order to better their lives.
Absolutely. I think you bring a good point. You know, I'm an office worker by day, and there's things that I encounter simply by sitting in a chair all day. You deal with muscle shortening and lengthening in different areas. You know, as you have maybe a non-ergonomic desk, things like hunches and what have you tend to exacerbate the problem. I agree. Those are forms of chronic diseases, and I think it's part of what we deal with in the modern world.
Right.
Now, you have quite a few educational accreditations. You want to dive into that?
Yeah, sure. I graduated from UC Irvine studying biology in 2010. Then from there, I started my CrossFit journey. So CrossFit Level 1 trainer, that was in 2014, leading to the other certificates that CrossFit passes out. CrossFit Movement and Mobility, CrossFit Gymnastics, and CrossFit Endurance. So those are one CrossFit route. Another side is just, after doing the CrossFit Endurance cert, I went ahead and went further and learned the POSE method a little more, because the POSE method is what is what is taught at the CrossFit Endurance Seminar way back when.
Excellent. And your Spartan SGX, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't forget about that one. Yeah.
That's one. That's my favorite. Yep. Really think there's some good course material there. That's awesome. The post method's supposed to be pretty incredible.
Yeah. So ever since, 2014, when I first learned it, I've been turning around and trying to help people with their running and whatnot. And almost every single person I've helped or I've exposed it to have them better their running, every single one of them running better to this day. So
that's amazing. You know, I think you have a lot to offer, and I'm excited to see what we can do together.
For
those of you that are listening, Albert is actually going to be hosting our Beast Wad workouts in Boise, Idaho, starting next month. March 10th, right?
March 10th will be the first one, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. It's kind of the core of who we are, is when we were founded, it was really a group of people that wanted to get together to train to be better for obstacle course races and life in itself, in essence, right? And really, we've got a great core of people there in Boise on the west side, and Warrior State of Mind's got a lot of great people on kind of the east side, and it'd be just fantastic to have this newfound partnership with you and Idaho Movement Academy. I'm just ecstatic. So tell me about Idaho. Tell us about, you know, what got you up to Idaho, and what makes Idaho so special?
Well, I got to meet a coach from up here, like I said earlier, another Spartan coach, and we got to see eye and eye about training and stuff. And with me having a situation with the gym I was at down there in Orange County, and the gym that she was at here in Meridian, actually, those two paths kind of all came to end. So I just asked her one day, hey, why don't we just partner up and coach people together? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So then from then, that was the trigger for me to actually get up here and start planting the flag here, you know, start improving the neighbors and then the community. And we're trying to spread the message, spread the message of goodness and awakening, basically, to the rest of Idaho and whatnot. So Idaho Movement Academy, we actually threw in ideas of what the new company would be, what the new gym would be, and it was awesome.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, sorry, to go back a little further, to elaborate on the whole Idaho Movement Academy, what I do here. So I'm a general health and fitness coach, and then I'm providing this as a location for people to come, to learn, to get better, and apply that knowledge and skills and abilities, right, to whatever they're doing in their lives, whatever sport or activity they want to play, what event they want to do, what job they have, to help improve their ability to perform in all those different capacities.
That's awesome. So I got to ask, I think it's one of my favorite things to ask. Okay. What is your most memorable obstacle course racing experience?
Oh, it was just this last year, actually. So we had six of us, including myself, go out to Washougal last summer in August. And then we raced all together. All as one group, we ran together throughout the whole race. And then we got to the spear throw. And I told everyone in training that, like, I was still over in spear throws, never made one in six or seven races that I'd done. And then at that race, I actually made it. And then I was so ecstatic. That was fun.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't think many of us forget our first sticking of a spear.
Right. and with your teammates around you. That's awesome.
I'll never forget a coworker asked me about obstacle course racing and specifically spear throwing. And it was one of those water cooler break room talks. And we were talking about the glory of finally sticking the spear. And, you know, when like your boss's boss walks around the corner and hears half your story and, you know, asks you what throwing a spear is and looks at you like you're crazy. Oh, man, it was fantastic. So I love those moments of glory. They're the best.
Yeah, that was my victory for that race. And, you know, as well as taking everyone over there. So.
What's it like, not just being a coach, but operating a gym at the same time of really chasing your passions like that, racing and becoming better? What's that like?
Repeat that again. Like,
oh, no worries. So let me know, what's it like running your gym and not just being a coach, but running that gym on a day-to-day basis while pursuing your passions?
Oh, I just found that, you know, I had the resources. 3 years is just, you know, working hard and everything, and decided to, I was seeing the world and our country kind of go down one way, and I was like, yeah, I'd rather, you know, take advantage of the resources I have right now to set something up so that, you know, I could be, you know, okay and secure in the future if something were to happen, you know, and that part of that process, yeah, developing community around me that we can all support each other in, if and anything, you know, if and when anything happens.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, fitness and health and fitness is one pretty huge part of it, where, you know, I'm trying to help someone out, be able to do things better so that we can all support each other better.
If that makes sense. Totally. That makes great sense.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit more about yourself, kind of your race history, what you've done, and maybe not just your most memorable moment like you discussed, but maybe the best race you had and why it was the best.
I would say it was a Temecula. I can't remember what year it was. It was at 14, 15, well, 15 or 16. And it was rainy, windy, muddy, and you had to crawl up these muddy hills, and you had to grab on any branch you can. It was just really hard. And just getting done with it, I had a sense of satisfaction. I had gone through that, even not slipping once, because from running technique, if you're able to pull your feet off the ground quick and not be stuck in mud pushing off, I didn't experience any slip out. And that was really a big victory for me, I think.
That's awesome. I think mine was, it was last year, and I got this great idea. I was going to ruck the Montana Beast.
Wow.
So I grabbed my bag and threw the weight in it, and it felt like a great idea. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a great challenge. And then I got to the start line, and you know when you're looking at a decision you made right in its face and going, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I could feel the bite of the weight digging into my shoulders, and jeez, I was looking at that side of the hill at the starting line and just immediately said, I am just the dumbest guy. And, you know, it was great. Definitely didn't go as fast as I thought I was going to go, but tackling obstacles with that extra weight on the back was not only difficult, but it was completely exciting and something new. But I'll tell you what, getting across that finish line and then ripping that bag off, that was I don't know if I've been more proud of a race since then.
That was your Spartan ruck.
Yeah, Spartan ruck. our friend Victor Carlillo of Machete Madness was doing a weight vest trifecta. So he did that in a weight vest, and I started that ruck trifecta in I think that was going to be my last one.
That's hilarious.
I love it. Tell me, so I know you're building a couple things at Idaho, and the pictures look amazing. Tell us about your setup. What do you've got, and what's your favorite thing to play on?
Well, let's see. The whole lot is about just over 3/4 of an acre, and we got basically almost half of that to play with, where it's almost all lawn. We've got a 7-foot wall. And a big monkey bar rig that starts at 9 feet, ends at 12 feet in the middle, and then on the other end ends at 9. All kinds of pull-up, press, squat opportunities on that rig right outside the big gym space. The big gym space is actually a two-car shop, and we put, you know, rubber matting down. We got all kinds of equipment in there, kettlebells, medicine balls, all the dumbbells and... not all of them, but some dumbbells, weight stack, barbells, even I got buckets, full rocks, I got spears, five tires, so you got 3 horse troughs, so we got all the tools and toys to have fun with.
So could we expect maybe spear throw practice and as a part of a beast wad over there?
We could, yes. So we got, how many more training sessions this year?
I think 10.
March through December, yeah. So we'll have plenty of opportunities to play around with spears.
Oh, man. There you go, guys. Go see Albert. He'll teach you how to skewer a hay bale. That's awesome.
Yep.
So which one's your favorite, my friend? I think we, you know, we all have our favorites. What if anybody's coming to Idaho and they're going to do a workout, or we've got Beast headed that way and they're going to go do a Beast Wad with you, what's your go-to favorite? Do you like just pulling out the spears? Or you like the kettlebells? You know, what's your favorite toy to work out with, or to
a sled?
Sled.
We have a sled that's about 150 pounds, and you can load weights on it and push pull it as a team, partners. That'd be fun to do, and that's another way of actually practicing the actual sled drag in the race. We got this like over 200 foot rope, and we have them sit down in the grass, let the whole rope extended out, and your job is to pull that weight towards you and then push it back out. So it's similar to the sled drag that's in the actual race.
That's a super sled drag.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm in. Sign me up. I'm driving out.
Right. That's awesome.
All right, I think we're going to take a quick break. Then I've got a couple more questions for you. And if you've got anything for me, let's get it.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, guys, welcome back. It's Adam Brigenheimer with Beast OCR and Albert Liu on the phone today from Idaho Movement Academy over in Boise. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to be over there for the Boise Sprint this year. Definitely not going to miss Montana. It's one of my favorite courses of all time. Just beautiful, beautiful course, and nothing like the view at the top. Looking over Flathead, just absolutely stunning. So, anything you've got on the plans aside from those? You doing any ultra marathons? You doing any trail runs, 5Ks? I mean, what do you do for fun when you're not out there crushing Spartan races or other obstacle course races?
We have a really good foothill trail system up here. You can run the foothills here in Boise for like the rest of your life, for a whole year without having to miss one route, I think, something like that. But I've got the Roby Creek Half Marathon coming up. That's April 21st. I'll be training for that. And then from there, the first Spartan race of the year will be May 6th in Montana for the sprint. Let's see here. I got, you know, Go Ruck. A few training runs planned leading up to the June 1st event, which is the D-Day Memorial. And then, and then along the ways, you know, some 5Ks or 10Ks, something that to get ready for the half marathon. What else do I do?
I love it.
Yeah, and just going out and helping people, coaching. I just, you know, want to help these groups as much as possible with their health and fitness.
Now, you run a local run club up on those trails too, right?
Yeah, so it'd be most likely almost everyone who I've helped with running up here. I just kind of drop them publicly in that Boise RPM run club group, and then that's how I kind of educate with teaching people how to run better. So
that's awesome. And you're part of the Go Ruck Ruck Club, so you do a few rucks in the area. It's a train for Go Rucks and life itself. Yes, how do you like doing that?
Yeah, so I've got, late last month or early this month, I had planned a 2-mile time and test for rucking. So just, you know, 8 laps around the track. And so that was the first one. And the second one coming up is a 3.1-mile ruck, basically, going up and down the Greenbelt, I believe, here in Boise. And, you know, we're just trying to build up distance and build up maybe the speed and you know, train as a team. So once we get to the event, In June, then, you know, we could, or maybe already know each other, or be familiar how we work with each other.
It's awesome. We're blessed with a lot of Go Ruck events in the Pacific Northwest area. I think between Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, I was looking at it the other day, it's a good double dozen or something close to that. We have the new part of their survival series. So they have Ascent, which is amazing, out of Colorado every year. And then they have a Constellation, which they added last year, the Urban Survival, which is really cool. But there's two new ones. They just added maybe a couple weeks ago, Expedition, and then the Immersion one. Okay. And we've got Immersion up here in the Pacific Northwest, Moses Lake, Washington, so maybe 4.5, 5 hours from you. And that one is, depending on the 6 or the 12 hour, you're looking about 3 to 6 or more hours in open water survival.
Wow.
Pretty insane stuff. It's basically becoming drown proof as a team.
Yep.
So you're going to come do it with me, right?
I got it now.
I love it, man. I'm definitely into that kind of stuff.
Sweet.
So that's cool.
Just treading water the whole time, huh?
Or, you know, make our pants into balloons and see what happens.
That's
not
hilarious.
Not like you need pants in a lake, right? So we do a few endurance events throughout the year. In fact, our schedule just got finalized. We're going to be dropping it here pretty soon. Some of them are similar to GORUX or other events out there, but we try to put our own spin on it. We'll do, you know, a couple feral events is kind of our entry level. We have our big one in the late year. We call it Beast Breaker. That's our big, tough, scary one. We're going to be doing a collaboration event with Warrior State of Mind pretty close to you, actually, September 2nd. We've been calling it Project Rage. I think that's just the name that's stuck, but that'll be kind of in that Boise to northeastern Oregon corridor. Probably about 6-ish hours and a lot of fun. They do some great stuff over there.
Okay. And
let's see, what else do we have this year? We've got we have Machete Madness. So Victor Carlillo, the guy I was talking about, he'll be coming up out of Los Angeles to Seattle, I think in June, July. That'll be a great time. It's for his 12-hour event. And then March 30th next year, actually. So a good 13 months. We've got Ghost 2019. That's kind of your everything event meets Amazing Race and Survivor. And it's built to be approachable by anyone. So that's a lot of fun. Kind of like a Choose Your Own Adventure open sandbox concept.
Which is funny because March 30th would be my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Tell you what, here's the deal. I would like to give you a birthday present 2 birthdays early. If you want to come down to Ghost, we'll get you situated for a place to stay, and we'll get you in.
Oh, wow.
I don't need an answer now, but you've got 13 months.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
That'd be a fun way to celebrate. Just watch out, a bucket of water might get dumped on your head, or, you know, Gatorade afterwards when you celebrate the win.
Right. That's awesome.
So, Albert, I think you got a lot of cool stuff going on, man. What's next for you? You've talked about your half marathons and some of your races, but where do you see Idaho Movement growing, and what's next for Idaho with all the cool stuff on the horizon?
Yeah, so right now we're, you know, building up our tribe, and you know, if and when we get to the point where we start to outgrow what I have here, then we'll find a bigger place, more land, bigger building maybe, and more credit obviously to accommodate for the growth and membership. And it'll be a stepwise process. It'll take some time.
That's good. I like that. And if Beasts, they're working out there and they like it.
What again? Sorry.
So if our Beasts are digging it and they're digging you and liking the work out there, they can come work out throughout the week and stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they can join up and be part of the tribe.
There we go. I like that. That's exactly what we really want too. Is the Beast Squads are really meant to foster unique communities or sub communities of beasts where people have a place that they can go and be in contact with other members that love doing other things. We have a lot of folks that are, you know, parts in different boxes or what have you, and it's just that iron sharpen iron mentality. So I'm all about that. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I think that's a very special offering.
Yeah.
So one last question for you, my man.
Okay.
I swear I'm not interrogating you.
No, you haven't been at all. This is awesome.
So I gotta ask. This is my favorite thing to discuss is scariest events, right?
Scariest events, right?
So, what's the scariest and most intimidating event you've ever done? And what's the scariest, most intimidating event that you haven't signed up yet for, but you keep thinking about?
Are you talking about only obstacle course races and stuff?
Whatever you want to talk about. Any kind of event. It could be CrossFit Open. It could be GORUCK Selection. Anything.
Well, I mean, I have done this. So my brother and I, we did tandem jumps, tandem skydiving jumps. And I don't think I was scared at all. But, you know, there's always something inside that's a little scary about it.
Yeah, just really your brother was scared, right?
What's that?
Yeah, just your brother was scared, right?
I don't know. You have to ask him. but yeah, the next scariest thing that I haven't maybe signed up for is probably bungee jumping.
Yeah, yeah, I can see the sound decision behind that.
And I want to do this for my birthday this year, actually. So.
Well, my man, you've got 40 days, 45 days. You could totally do that.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
Well, and there's all those great canyons over there in Idaho. You know, you can go over to like Twin Falls or something like that. Yep. They've got some great areas.
Yep.
So you're going to do it and take a selfie or something? We got to see it now. It's on. It's public.
I'll have to have a GoPro or something like that, right?
Yeah, you don't need your cell phone, right? All right, my man. Well, thanks for chatting with me today. Really appreciate it. Any final thoughts, any questions for me, or anything you want our listeners to hear?
No, thanks for the opportunity to host Beast out here. We'll do it big. We'll get better all together, too.
I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the BeastNet podcast today with Adam and Albert Liu of Idaho Movement Academy. Really cool guy and a huge heart. You can see it. If you guys get a chance or you're in the Boise area and or the greater Idaho area, check out the Beast Wads in Idaho starting March 10th next month. Going to have a blast. And word is there's some cool plans to make it big and awesome. And I can't wait to see what happens. All right. Thank you, Albert. Thank you, everyone.
And
we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Adam.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by the Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. Like us? Great. Join us at Facebook or beastocr.com. And thank you.